There are stories stretching from Kupriana to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Yuganik, and Yuyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories. The West Side. Where does it begin and where does it end? Geographically, we can articulate it. But each person has a distinct beginning point. It was the beaver on which they flew to the east arm of Yuganik for the first time. It was their earliest memory of stomping on jellyfish on the beach. It was entering the cold fish house, picking up a knife and eviscerating a salmon. It was the place of their birth and the birth of their ancestors. Although each person has their own West Side origin story, there is a real beginning to this all. It is Karluk. It is the umbilical cord of Kodiak. It is the beating heart of the West Side. It is the trunk of the family tree. It is the womb. It is the source. It is where red salmon swim like blood cells in the vein, a vein known as the Karluk River. West Side Stories, then, begins in a time much further away than living memory. And although we cannot read or hear the stories of the Aleutic people that lived in Kodiak's version of the Garden of Eden thousands of years ago, we can read the landscape, and we can look towards a salmon. Archaeologist Patrick Saltonstall at the Aleutic Museum here shares a reading of that landscape and the archaeological record.
Well, we know that people have been living at Karluk for the past 7,000 years and probably longer. And it looks like they first started to go inland to fish for salmon probably 6,000 or more years ago. So they've been going up to like Karluk Lake for the last 6,000 years to fish. The runs of salmon weren't all that big. They've gotten bigger and bigger through time. And then around 4,000 years ago, you start to see the first like settlements upriver, up at the lake. And they're usually mostly at the outlet to the lake and at the prime fishing areas. And then around 4,000 years ago, it looks like people started to use nets. We see a lot more net fishing. And they focused on the shallow areas of the river where it would probably be easiest to catch fish with a net. 1,500 years ago, there's a lot of interior settlement, and you start to see big, big settlements. 700 years ago, we start to see interior settlements. People started to live upriver. It looks like they might have started to live upriver year-round. And at this time, they start to use weirs. You start to see the settlements are all up and down the rivers, and it's probably each village had its own little sort of area of the river. It's much more territorial, and they probably had a weir to catch fish for that particular village, you know, a set of weirs. And using fish spears rather than nets. For the late prehistoric period, for the last 700 years, we have an idea of how many houses were on the Karluk River. And we're able to sort of say how many average number of houses through time, and from that get actual population figures for the amount of people living in the entire system. And it looks like on average, from about 1400 to 1800, about 1,200 people were living on the river. That's saying that each house had 18 people living in it. And that's a very conservative number because there are probably more houses that have been lost. So it's very possible that at any one moment in time, there are 1,500 people or more living on the Karluk River.
Now a few dozen live at Karluk, and mariners see the Russian Orthodox Church perched above as a landmark beckoning them home. But there's much more to Karluk than you can see from the water or even from its shores. But from its dirt, archaeologists extract materials that, when carefully examined, become voices from the past and our oldest West Side stories. Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.